Taliban militants are pretty fed up with cubicle life. A man invented a device that allows you to make out with an insect. And a 29-year-old adult woman enrolled in high school because she was lonely. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. Don't believe me? There it is right there. What do you think I'm knocking on, huh? That's a closet wall. The Taliban is sick of office culture. They are ready to quit their jobs. Oh, boy. Let's learn a little bit about the Taliban's new transition into office jobs. We got 2 years after the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. These jihadists who transitioned from the battlefields to paper pushing in government jobs in the city are sick of it, and they're ready to quit. They don't like working in a cubicle. It's so much more fulfilling beheading infidels out in the field. We're supposed to feel bad for these people? Okay, let's keep reading. Well, for the purposes of this article, we have researcher Sabawoon Samim, who interviewed five jihadists who had spent several years of their lives fighting for the Taliban. They ranged in ages 24 to 32 and had spent between 6 and 11 years in the Taliban at different ranks. We have a Taliban commander, a sniper, a deputy commander, and two fighters. Broadly speaking, all of the interviewees preferred their time as fighters in what they considered a jihad. And now the men find themselves shackled with the bureaucracy of running a country as they work civilian jobs, security positions. They spend a lot of time in traffic, they say, and on Twitter. And they yearn for the tranquility of their former village life. They don't like the city. Oh. Now, according to these new working Taliban, they claim the shift to working within government structures has forced them to adhere to official rules and laws that they never faced before. They find that clocking in for office work is very tedious, some say unbearable. Although some of them said they were getting used to this routine. I'd like to be hanging out in the office cafeteria, overhearing them say, "Hey, Muhammad, remember when we used to just commit genocide and repress the masses with our religious dogma? Man, this paperwork sucks." Now, it says in the article, the former fighters they interviewed found themselves missing the freedom of the front lines as they adjusted to the mundane nature of office work. Huseifa is a 24-year-old former sniper who said, quote, "The Taliban used to be free of restrictions, but now we sit in one damn place, behind a desk, sit behind a computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Life's become so worrisome. You do the same thing every day." Yeah, that's right. Welcome to office hell, bro. I think we're learning that the real torture in life is cubicle life, right? Here's another quote from one of these office workers named Abdul. "In our ministry, there's little work for me to do. I spend most of my time on Twitter. We're connected to speedy Wi-Fi and internet. But many of us, including me, are addicted to the internet, especially Twitter. I'm really addicted to Twitter, man. I've been tweeting all day. I tweet all the time. I used to shoot people's faces off, but now I do Twitter all day. It's not as rewarding. It's pretty addicting. I'm very surprised. I also like Monster energy drinks. I pound like 8 of those a day, and I think something's happening to my liver." Also, as comes with most 9-to-5s, there is a dreaded commute for these poor Taliban office workers. Actually having to commute to show up for a job in order to get paid, they're not used to such things. Here's a quote from Omar, 32 years old. "What I don't like about Kabul is its ever-increasing traffic holdups. These days, you have to go to the office before 8 a.m. and stay there till 4. If you don't go, you know what? You're considered absent. And the wages for that day is cut from your salary. We're not used to that. We didn't used to do that, but now we're doing it. It's especially difficult for me in the first 2 or 3 months. I wasn't showing up. I didn't realize I wasn't getting paid. I used to just do whatever I wanted, man. You can do that when you're loaded with guns. And the other thing they're suffering is a lack of social life. Work has heavily cut into their social lives." According to Mansoor, Mansoor says, those in Kabul, like me, work from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So most of the week, you know, we don't get any time to meet each other. I'm not meeting anyone. I'm not seeing my friends anymore. You know, I sometimes miss the jihad life for all the good things it had, you know. It was nice. Even for a foot soldier like me, it was really nice. I can't help but laugh at these idiots. This is great. Oh, I'm so glad they're suffering. I didn't think they would suffer in this way, but I'm glad. It's like, you know, Muhammad used to spend his nights planting bombs. Now, the poor fella is calling past due Citibank cardholders all day long. Oh, it's so rough. So damn rough. Hey, I got some advice for you guys. If your job is too grueling, you know, maybe think about hiring some women. How about that? Yeah, you could give ladies a job, you know, jobs that you don't want even. We could start there. You could start giving them the jobs you don't want. I'm not going to be foolish and say give them jobs above you, all right, because I know you would never consider that. We know where a woman's place is in Afghanistan, unfortunately. I'm happy to hear them suffering, though. I really am at the end of the day. I'll probably be murdered now for saying such things, but yeah. Whatever. Gotta speak my mind. A man has invented a device that allows you to kiss insects. Not sure why you would want to kiss insects, but there are a lot of fetishes out there. I have covered many a fetish on Weird AF News. People are into some weird things. Perhaps people want to make out with fruit flies. I don't know. I never heard of such a thing. Maybe it brings people joy. Let's learn a little bit about this device that allows you to connect a little further and deeper with an insect. It begins by saying, have you ever wanted to kiss your favorite insect? Nope! Well, now you are able to kiss your favorite insect. Do you have a favorite insect? I don't even know if I do. I never got that deep with insects. I like bees very much. I guess that would be my favorite insect. And bees are so important for our survival, right? So that's why I extra like them. Have I ever wanted to kiss one of those furry butts? No, never wanted to. Let's learn a little bit about what this device is, how it allows you to kiss an insect. If it's really necessary, could you not just use your regular lips to kiss an insect? If you like them that much, why stop at the device? Just put your lips right on the damn thing. There's a company here by the name of Legboot, L-E-G-B-O-O-T, Legboot, funny name. They make funny products, weird products, sort of products you would find at Spencer Gifts. Are you guys familiar with Spencer Gifts at the mall? Maybe you live in another country. Well, in the United States, we have this store called Spencer's Gifts, and they sell weird gifts like whoopee cushions and such things. This sounds like this company makes products that would be suitable in Spencer's. That sounds like a proper place to sell an insect kissing device. Now, one of the products that Legboot makes is called Dr. Odom's Bug Kisser. And Dr. Odom's Bug Kisser has, quote, little lips for bug lovin's. Yeah, that's the quote on the box. Little lips for bug lovin's. If you want to love a bug, we have little lips for you. I still don't know why you wouldn't just use your own damn lips. I guess you could get stung by some of these bugs. That's why. They look like they would be, you know, you look at certain beetles and it's like, oh, that would hurt to kiss that beetle, right? They got a lot of prickly things on them. Certainly kissing a bee or a wasp might be a bad idea with your real lips. So why not use Dr. Odom's Bug Kiss? Take out your wasp on a date and give it a nice smooch afterward. Have you ever made out with a flea? Well, use Dr. Odom's Bug Kisser. This product has a plastic dummy shape that you place in your mouth. It's pink. At the end of it, there's a little plastic lips. They're actually at the tip of a wire spring. I guess allowing you to kiss the bug without harming it. Because our lips are pretty big, and if your lips aren't soft, you might damage the bug. There's a video of this where you can watch these, quote, micro lips in action. And I watched it, and it's ridiculous. But, you know, this is something that people want to do, apparently. I've never wanted to make out with a dung beetle, but I guess people do. I never wanted to smooch a cicada, but I guess people want to. Legboot wants you to know that with the help of their device, it really enables humans to connect with insects on a whole other level. That's right, a whole other level. Now, we could debate on whether or not that's normal to connect with them on that level, but hey, you know, Anything goes out there at this point. Anything goes.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
A grown-ass woman pretended to be a high school student. You want the details? Because all I said was grown-ass woman. Let's find out what exactly she's up to. She's 29 years old. She's a scientist. Maybe she's doing some undercover scientific research at a high school. Well, she enrolled as a student at a New Jersey high school because she was lonely. Oh, she was lonely, and she, quote, wanted to return to a place of safety, according to her lawyers. Oh, how sad. Her name is Haijong Shin. I think I said that correctly. Haijong Shin. She's accused of falsifying a birth certificate and joining New Brunswick High School, pretending to be a teenager. I'm looking at a photo of her. She obviously is Asian, and, you know, the looks, Asians tend to skew a little younger in their looks. Sometimes difficult to ascertain the accurate age of Asian women. They have great skin, great hair. They look a little younger than their age typically. But she doesn't quite look like a high schooler. I have to say that. That's just my opinion. You know, take a look at the picture yourself and tell me. Yeah, she looks a little older than a high school student. I don't know. Maybe she was getting away with it looks-wise. I don't know. Let's keep reading and learn about what's going on. I feel bad for her that she felt she had to do this because she was so lonely. I've never wanted to return to high school ever in my life. It was a horrible experience for me. I still have nightmares of being in high school. It's a legitimate nightmare for me. I have these recurring nightmares that I'm in high school, and I'm trying to open my locker, but I can't remember the combination. I mean, I don't know. It's such a weird nightmare. Does anyone else have this similar nightmare? Okay, let's get back to the details of the story. Her lawyers are describing a very sad tale regarding this woman. Miss Shin arrived in America from South Korea when she was 16 to attend a boarding school in Massachusetts. She went on to study political science at Rutgers University. And she practiced meditation, enjoyed singing. She'd been studying for a master's degree, but it appears that her life started to unravel soon after. She had a divorce, and she fell $20,000 behind on rent. She was having a terrible time, separated from her family, being in a different country. She had some stress in her life, which her lawyer says may have caused her to act very uncharacteristically, very irrationally. Now, she apparently doctored a birth certificate and enrolled at New Brunswick High School in New Jersey, where she lasted only 4 days before arousing suspicion from the staff. The story went viral online, parents and teachers around the country raising a number of safeguarding issues. Some students thought she could be involved in human trafficking, they're saying here. But Ms. Shin's lawyers have pushed back, saying that although it was a bizarre thing to do, it may be difficult for people to understand there was no malice intended in this action. Here's a quote from the lawyer. At no time were any students in danger. This entire case is more about the client wanting to return to a place she considers safe and welcoming. She wanted to go back to an environment that she looks back on very fondly, and that's it. She was very lonely. The New Brunswick Police Department also corroborated with this, saying that as part of their investigation, they actually did not find anything to suggest that her intentions for enrolling as a high school student, despite being 29 years old, was designed to bring any harm to the students or the staff. In an effort to avoid some jail time, her lawyers told the judge that she intended to apply to a program that diverts first-time offenders from the criminal justice system and enables them to wipe their record clean after a successful period of probation. Whatever the outcome, this woman hopes to return home to South Korea, where she can be reunited with her family, because she obviously is lonely. I mean, it's hard enough to just be an American, age 29. It's kind of like an age where your close friends tend to drift away from you. Your social life goes on a little bit of a decline. You do get a little lonely. You can lose your sense of belonging to a group. I had to join sports organizations to continue to feel part of a group. Becoming a stand-up comedian was also helpful because it's sort of a nice, close-knit group of artists who all support each other in the stand-up comedy world. If I didn't have those support groups, I would be without an anchor. And not that I would want to return back to high school, but I can understand where she's coming from, and I would feel bad for her to have to go to prison for 5 years for what really was a victimless crime at the end. But maybe you disagree. Maybe you're a parent that has children at school. Maybe you think that this is a very dangerous situation. Call the show, 646-450-2012. You've made it to the outro of Weird AF News. Congratulations. You can pat yourself on the back like this. And in the outro, I give thanks and praise, per usual. You're wondering, where does he get this phrase, give thanks and praise? Well, it's a Bob Marley song. It goes like this: give thanks and praise. And I think that's a pretty good Bob Marley impression. I'll do another one for you at some point in your life, I promise you. I have a shout out and a big thanks in order for Ace. Ace in the Place bought me a coffee. I don't know if Ace is your real name. I have a comedian friend named Ace, and I adore him. So I know it is a real name out there. Ace in the Place, I don't know if that is a real name in total, but it's pretty cool. Maybe it's your wrestler name. It sounds like a pretty cool wrestler name. Maybe it's your poker name, Ace in the Place. Okay, bad jokes. Ace wrote, "Hey Jonesy, it's been a minute since I bought you a cup of coffee, bro, and I wanted to show my support and continued appreciation for your podcast. For each hater, I guarantee you got 10 fans. Not everybody can be Weird AF, bro." Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ace in the Place, and good luck with your life, man. Ace in the Place gets a very personal, good luck with your life, Ace. How about that? I love that. For each hater, I get about 10 fans. That's about right. And I get a lot of haters, so that means I have a lot of fans. So I'm grateful. Hey, man, you got to take the good with the bad. Yeah, the good with the bad. There's a reason why that's a cliche, because it's real. It's real. I just got to work on not allowing the bad to affect me. But you know, I get a little ornery. I'm from Boston. We tend to we sometimes take things personally. We're fighters. Really, we're fighters. I don't know why. It's got to be the brutal weather and all the caffeine. I'm not sure. Maybe it's like many years of our sports teams not really living up to par. It was only in my lifetime, really, that the sports teams were doing any big things. Anyways, I'm rambling because I'm highly caffeinated. That's your fault, Ace in the Place, for buying me all this damn coffee. I hope you're happy with the outcome and the final product. Okay, listen, if you guys want to buy me coffee or support me with the Patreon, which I put a couple things in there this morning, including a clip of my stand-up comedy. You can do that on my website, weirdafnews.com. You can support the show there. I'm going to publish some phone calls after this. We heard from some of the OGs, such as Michael from Iowa City. Shout out to Mike! And Hannah, who I love to hear from. Her laugh really makes me happy. Hannah, your laugh makes me so happy. You have no idea the joy. I'll listen to your message over and over again and listen to you laugh. I just can't get enough of it. So thank you for calling. If you guys want to call the show, 646-450-2012. Please keep it clean. Thank you. Think of the children.
Okay. Hi, Jonesy. This is Hannah. I just don't understand, like, why playing classical music is going to reduce crime rates. I think that, if anything, it would only increase crime rates because, like, you know, if people hear violins and piano music all the time, they're going to, like, get mad. You know, they're going to get, like, really angry, and they won't know how to, like, you know, take their anger out at, you know. You know, they might want to kill someone, you know, maybe, you know, you could take like an automatic spray bottle of mace and just and put a motion sensor on the bottle and have it spray automatically. Oh my God. Okay, sorry.
Well, this is embarrassing. First, I called 540-2012 and left a message just, you know, trying to send you some Florida stories, Jonesy. So, you know, whoever Jeff Fisher is totally got a good Florida story. But anyway, I'm Leah. I live in Tennessee, Memphis, actually. And, you know, part of me actually really wants to move to Florida. So it's a love-hate relationship. But I found a really great article for you to consider for a Florida story. Hang on, let me pull it up here real quick. The title was just great. Okay, I've looked up a million things since this point. Okay. Well, I had one about a 5,000, like, pound-wide long seaweed gunk thing coming towards Florida, and it's threatening tourists, and like, oh my God, like what? Oh, here we go. A 5,000 mile wide blob of seaweed is headed for Florida, threatening tourism across the Caribbean. I was on CNN about 14 hours ago. Now, here's one that really fucking pisses me off, excuse my language, Florida's crazy ass laws. Does Florida Bill HB 999 ban Black Greek life courses, programs from state universities? Provide some pretty interesting information in here, including a tweet from a pretty funny guy summarizing it, basically. I'll have to email this to you as well to make sure you have it. Oh, yeah, D.L. Healy. So, yeah, just wanted to call and chat you up and, you know, I realized it wasn't you, and I heard Jeff Fisher, and I just continued to leave the message anyway. I don't know why. I'm weird, clearly. But anyway, thanks for being awesome. Thanks for bringing joy to my life, and humor. And, you know, I also, you sounded a little bit sad on the podcast today. I'm depressed, Jonesy. I want to check on you, make sure you're okay. I am a mental health professional, so, it is my duty. And, truly, though, thank you for what you do. And, I hope everything is going well, and I hope you have a good weekend, and I can't wait for Florida Friday. I hope you use one of my stories. Okay, bye.
Hey, Jonesy, it's Michael calling from Iowa City. I hope you survived St. Patrick's Day and the weekend. I know it can be a tough one when the 17th St. Patrick's Day attaches to the weekend. I know some people make that a whole long weekend spiel there with the 3 days together. But I hope you had a good weekend, and all of the weirdos did too. And boy, my Hawkeyes, they really blew it. Number two in the conference there, or for the their little branch there of the March Madness, and playing a number 19 team. And of course, if there's a way to do it, the Hawkeyes will find a way to lose it, which they did. But no surprises there in that March Madness. But it's always interesting games. But anyway, today's the first day of spring. It's just a partial day of it. Tomorrow will be the first full day. But I just wanted to wish all the weirdos a happy spring and hope everyone will enjoy the beautiful weather that's headed our way. You know, it's 55 degrees right now in Iowa City, which is a beautiful warm day. And I'm going to go outside and hop on the bus and get a few errands run today while the weather is good. So just wanted to say happy spring, the beautiful weather. You've got the weather out and flooding you out too much, Jones. Enjoy it while you've got the great weather. If you've got it today, wherever you are, And take care, everyone, and good luck with your lives, man.